Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The greatest love. John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than to lay down their life for their friends. That's a meaningful passage for me. Many years ago, my daughter, Lori, was in very serious condition. Without a transplanted kidney, she would only have a few fleeting weeks to live. Her niece, my granddaughter, was a match and graciously donated a kidney to her aunt. They both survived. Lori, of course, lived many years before she passed away on May 31st of this year. The greatest love we can give is of ourselves, giving our life for others. It reminds me of a story that I once heard about a boy who was a match to donate one of his kidneys to his little brother. They tried to tell him what was going to happen, but it didn't really go through to him. His mind couldn't comprehend totally what was happening. And as he was being prepared before leaving his hospital room to the surgical suite where his kidney would be removed, one of his kidneys, he asked the nurse or the doctor who was in the room, How long will I live before I die?" They were stunned. This young boy had the idea in his mind that in giving his kidney to his brother, he was giving his life and would die in the process. What love! That boy was willing to die to save the life or extend the life of his brother. What is the greatest love we can give for other people than to give of ourselves freely? Sometimes it's giving of our time. Sometimes it's giving of our treasures. All times it's giving of ourselves by thinking more of others than we think of ourselves. Rather than being selfish and holding on to the things of this world for ourselves, we give freely to those who have a need. Sometimes it's just by giving a phone call. Sometimes it's just by giving a visit. Just as though we are giving to the Lord, we need to give to each other. God has given us the greatest privilege in the world by caring about those who are closest to us, or even those who are not so close to us, but the Lord has laid it upon our heart that they needed a telephone call or a card. My precious wife, when she was alive, was one of the most caring people that I knew. She would sense the need in people's life. And her ministry was a quiet ministry, but powerful. She would sense a need and would send a card to someone in response to that awareness that someone had a need in their life. And time after time, I would hear from that person, "Oh, I needed that touch. I needed that card. I needed that encouragement because I was going through a dark time of discouragement." And in that dark time of discouragement, there came the bright light when Joyce's card and encouraging words came into my heart. Who are those around us who need a special touch right now? The greatest gift that we can give is giving of ourselves for others. Might we do so? Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we recognize that there are hurting people around us. It might be members of our family, it might be a neighbor, it might just be a casual friend. It might be someone who we have in the past considered someone who didn't care for us or someone that had a grievance against us. But whoever it might be, Lord, lay them upon our heart and let us have the courage to step out and show forth the love of Jesus to them. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.